Yo, what's up, Valley? I'm Dominique Dingo, live from kpcradio.com. You're listening to SLA Support Local Artists from the SFE, where some of the talented musicians and artists come to share and play. Today, we're going to be introducing the band leader from the punk and ska band Code Switch, Alex Castro. Him and his new crew perform a mix of ska music with a hint of funk. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. So, what were your biggest challenges?
Biggest challenges, yeah. Putting the band together?
Yeah, putting the band together.
Essentially, trying to find people that are really talented, but at the same time could play a variety of music.
Yeah, I feel.
Because okay. we play like so many different styles of music. That's kind of where the name Code Switch comes from. We just you very fluidly switch between maybe 4 to 5 different styles of music per song. So you need a certain level of talent for that. So.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about creating that name title for you guys? What made you guys think?
Well, essentially, we're 3 different people from 3 different backgrounds. I'm an immigrant, South American, half Brazilian, half Peruvian. My drummer is half black, half Mexican, and my bassist is a transgender man, also of Hispanic descent. And then we play, we're influenced by so many different types of music, and this project is incorporating all those different styles of music that we grew up on and that we like playing. So the term Code Switch is a sociological term for switching between languages fluidly, either within a conversation and so forth. So that kind of, I'm just kind of playing off that by the fact that not only do we literally, all of us, code switch, but in the music, within the songs themselves, we change very fluidly within different musical languages.
That was really beautiful, Alex. What motivated you guys to keep going, to keep the band going for you guys?
Well, me and the drummer have been playing in several different projects for a couple of years, actually more than that. But I don't know. Right now, I think what really kind of put a fire under our ass. I don't know if you can say that on radio, but what put a fire under us is the fact that this political climate right now is kind of supercharged. Like NWA said back in the day, we are a political statement just by our very existence. We're not trying to be too heavy-handed with that, but right now the iron is hot, or I forget the figure of speech, but strike while the iron is hot, pretty much, And yeah. Right now the political climate is supercharged, and we're having fun, but we're also speaking out against the kind of, all the bad things that this current administration is kind of, putting upon everybody right now.
Yeah. So you guys are really inspiring, honestly, from what I'm hearing. Who inspires you?
So many different punk bands, too many to name. Also, there goes my alarm. Also,
time to wake up.
Right. Also, a lot of different indie bands, like Radiohead, pretty much any band or any kind of form of music that's ever kind of been more rebellious and outspoken against oppression, social injustice, things like that.
Awesome. All right. So, what's a typical day like for you?
A typical day?
Yeah.
Well, essentially, I have 2 jobs. I'm going to school here at Pierce.
Oh.
And then I'm trying to balance it with this band, So it's like spinning plates, honestly. Go from one job to the next job, and then try to rally herd cats, as they say. When you have a band, you're pretty much trying to herd cats.
It's worth it, right?
Yeah, it's definitely worth it in the end. But that's pretty much what it comes down to.
Awesome. All right. So how did you guys achieve this career?
Essentially, just we've all been making music for a while in different projects, and we just thought it would be a perfect time to just come together and use our different backgrounds, experiences, and musical talents, and come out there just swinging.
Hell yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so what instruments do you know how to play?
I play a little bit of everything, guitar, piano, bass. Actually, was taking some violin classes here.
Wow, really? They have violin class here?
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of good stuff here. And I was getting kind of good at it, but there's not enough time in the world, man. You know, not
still
enough time.
Still awesome, though. High five. High five. So how do you feel about the challenges along the way for your life and the band?
And the band, there's a lot of challenges. You know, there's always going to be challenges when you're a musician. It's always tough for any kind of artist out there, trying to balance life and responsibility with making your art. Mm. But I don't know. It's in the end, it's just worth it. You know, if you can find that balance where you can pay the bills and at the same time still make time for your art, that's like everything. Then you feel like truly fulfilled.
That's essentials. Yeah. Yes. So performing around the SFB in LA, what keeps you so humble?
Well, we're actually not that old yet. We're about we're about like 6 months into this, truly, and we've only played about maybe about 6 shows so far, and so our heads aren't that big yet. But, you know, just wait for it.
Awesome. I will. Check them out, you guys. So was music always your thing?
Music has always been my first love, my first mistress. It probably will be to the end because everyone has their art, you know. I think everyone has an art, whether they cultivate it or not. But that was my art, and I was lucky enough to find it at an early age. And my mom helped cultivate it, so... I think I'll just be doing it till the day I croak.
That's so sweet. Aw. So what's your secret talents other than music that people don't know about?
Secret talents?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I think it's just music. Chilling hard.
Chilling hard. Sleeping, napping.
napping. When I actually have time, I just chill hard, the hardest possible.
I feel you. Yeah. Me too. So how does doing what you absolutely love, like, make you feel?
It's awesome, you know, when you can actually do what you love. That's everything in this world. One of my jobs is being a drug counselor. And even though I'm not particularly religious, you know, I've still been around addicts a lot. You kind of tell them, like, you got to find a purpose in life. You got to find a higher power.
Oh, yeah.
So to me, that higher power is music. That's like something greater than myself to live for. So being able to do what I love, which happens to be my higher power, is it's humbling and it's deeply satisfying.
That's beautiful, man. What advice would you give people out there that want to make music?
Don't make it about the money or the fame.
Definitely.
Like Bukowski said, I know that's kind of like, you know, tired, but I don't care. He said it right, you know, isolation is a gift. So first, in order, if you want to go somewhere, you have to be a nerd, isolate yourself, and just hone your craft and be totally awesome at it. And then once you're awesome at it, like, go out there and share it with the world. But don't do it for fame. Don't do it for money. Because that'll always corrupt your art and what you really want to do, you know?
That's definitely
just find a day job and then you'll be
all right. Okay, so what's the pros and cons of being the songwriter for the band? Like, being the band leader and the songwriter?
True. That's it's definitely a lot of responsibility. Like I said, it's herding cats. And when you're the ringmaster of a 4-ring circus, it's always kind of tough. But... in the end, it's worth it too when you are kind of like the main creative force, and you at least, you know, get to dictate a little bit like which way you guys are going and stuff like that. So
of course.
It's all good.
So how important is image to you?
Not a lot. Like I said, my main focus was just finding like the talent. I always felt like if you have the talent and you have the vision, then there's going to be a group of people somewhere that feel you, you know?
Yeah.
And then the image don't really matter. You know, some of the greatest, biggest bands ever, they didn't really have an image. They weren't really good looking. But once they had the talent and they put themselves out there and then people started loving them, then everybody like associated an image with them, and then they were kind of like the trendsetters.
I feel you. Like you find your own tribe,
right,
and then
they
follow you.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you plan on keeping the funk to your style, or do you plan on changing it up in different ways?
We're always, like I said, we come from a vast collection of musical backgrounds and influences. So we're always going to find ways of just mixing it up and keeping it fresh.
Awesome. So how do you make the connections you have to be able to do what you do?
The connections? online, really just like online networking is really big, and it's a really good tool. So you just go on there, and like I said, once you have that talent and you have something to show somebody, then you just, you know, send out your music everywhere and just try to make friends with everybody. And like I said, eventually you'll find people that are into your stuff, and that's pretty much how I do it.
Where do you guys perform? Where does your band perform?
We play a lot of places, a lot of backyard shows, a lot of like shows put together by promoters and stuff like that.
Nice.
So nothing, we played a couple of clubs, but nothing too like over the top yet. You know, like I said, we're still getting our foot in the door, but we're gaining some steam, and it's going good so far.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
Honestly. So what do you and your crew plan on doing for the future of your band?
Just keep going. Just keep writing. So far, we almost have an album finished musically. Now, the main goal is to just keep recording. We have about 4 songs recorded so far, and we're just going to keep recording and keep putting the music out there.
Have you guys named the album yet?
No, not yet. We'll see what happens.
Awesome. So you have 4 songs.
I do have an idea, though. I kind of have, like, the concept art of it. It might be, like, a baby on the front with a big mohawk, like a side view, profile view. And the name of the album might be We Do What We Want.
Ah, that's amazing. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you. So you've been listening to one of the talented ska punk bands in the SFE, Alex Castro from Code Switch. You can now find them on SoundCloud and YouTube by typing in code spacebar switch. Peace and love. This is Dominique Dungo reporting from KPCRadio.com.